This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. We're here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The latest on the ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft under attack all across the United States by various different local city governments who hate the idea of innovators coming in and bringing change to an old established industry like the taxi cab industry. We've got the latest on that out of Salt Lake here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In the last hour, we were talking about cannabis and how in Colorado, surprise, surprise, turns out teenagers are smoking less cannabis than, well, ever, at least in the last 10 years, looking at the numbers, last 15 years, the statistics have been going downward. There's a downward trend, even though medical marijuana passed in 2001. Medical marijuana was more instituted commercially in 2009. And then, of course, in 2012, the vote of the voters voted to legalize. All of that did not increase teenage use. In point of fact, teenage use declined, continued to decline year after year after year. It's fascinating stuff. It flies right in the face of what all the prohibitionists are saying, or many of the prohibitionists say, as to why we need to continue marijuana prohibition. It's for the teenagers. Well, it turns out, it looks like if you legalize pot, that's the best way to get teenagers to stop trying it in the first place. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All right, we're going to try Benjamin one more time here. He had some technical difficulties earlier, and he's in California via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out there. Go ahead, Benjamin.
All right, am I on now?
We have you. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, before I talk about what I called in for, I'd like to make two quick comments before I derail your current conversation.
Okay.
One is Andrew Jackson was the seventh.
Well, there you go.
The United States. And the second is, even if you are, to the audience out there, even if you are not someone who uses drugs or wants to use drugs or whatever, you should be against the war on drugs because it puts you at risk. I am someone who doesn't use drugs, doesn't live in a home where drugs are here, but I am at risk because of the war on drugs. I am at risk of cops breaking into our home and possibly assaulting me. So even if you are not a drug user or don't want to use drugs, you should be against the war on drugs.
It's so bad. You're talking about the last number I saw was 40,000 drug raids per year, and it's likely gone up because that's a rather old number. It's at least several years old. So potentially 50,000+ drug raids per year, you're saying could, obviously with that many drug raids and with somebody who doesn't get in trouble for making a mistake, there are mistakes made. People are killed in their homes in drug raids that have never done drugs in their lives.
It's true.
Right.
They had a baby recently, was scarred for life, fortunately survived, had a stun grenade thrown in its crib by somebody who's not even going to get a day off. It isn't going to be suspended, isn't going to lose one day's pay over throwing a hand grenade into a baby's crib.
Well, Mark, it's war.
Right.
Okay.
it's a war against the American citizens.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, it's called a war on drugs, but really it's a very one-sided war. I mean, normally in a war, like the classic definition of war is there's two sides fighting one another, or at least two sides fighting one another. And in the case of the drug war,
one side hasn't figured out who the enemy is yet.
What do you mean by that? One side isn't known.
Well,
enemy
if yet. There's a war being fought, and that war is being fought against the American people,
yes,
then the American people don't know it because they could actually do something about it. Their husbands, wives, children, brothers and sisters are being hired and being given paychecks mm-hmm. by policing agencies to institute a war on drugs that's called war on drugs. And we can see the results, and we've seen the results for decades. And the results generally are not good.
Destroyed lives, dead people, sure.
Higher traffic fatalities,
yeah.
More teen drug use. Everything we've
Worse
talked
drugs.
About in the last hour is being paid for, is jobs for law enforcement officers. We don't need them. They're hurting people. Not all of them. I'm not saying that we don't need that there don't need to be rules that people live by. I'm not claiming that. What I am claiming,
I support the police when they arrest bad people who hurt people. If the police are arresting murderers, rapists, arsonists, you know, bad people like that, I'm behind them. Please, let me know how I can help with that. But with arresting drug users, arresting other peaceful people, underage drinkers, you know, you name it, anybody who hasn't actually created a victim, I find a real problem. Now, Benjamin, you know, you mentioned that you don't do drugs. Does that include caffeine? Do you ever, you know, have a cup of coffee or?
No, I don't have coffee or tea. I do occasionally have a, like, Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh. They are delicious.
So I guess that means a still amount of caffeine. But you know what else?
Benjamin.
Chocolate.
Ooh, yeah. Do you feel the effects of caffeine, you know, chocolate and Dr. Pepper?
Yes. Strangely, not when I stopped drinking. Like, in the past, I've drank more soda. Strangely, it's not from withdrawals. It's when I haven't had it for a while, and then I have it. I get a headache the first couple times I drink it, and then it I don't have it anymore until I stop drinking it.
You're better off without it.
Yeah, that's usually how people with a caffeine addiction do it. Is they they start using, and then they try to stop. They get the headache, and that drives them to continue using it. It seems to be a pretty powerful drug.
And I tend to stick to root beer, so it's not a. Not a thing.
Give up the sugar too, man.
Hey, do you take aspirin? Do you take things like pharmaceutical drugs?
No, actually, I have. It's not like I refuse to use those, but I have taken those. But a lot of times, you know, it recommends take two aspirin or whatever, and I'll have one.
Sure.
Because I try not to make my body dependent on the painkillers.
I take a low dose aspirin every single day. There's a lot of evidence that aspirin not only helps you with coronary disease, but also with cancer.
And I'm not against using drugs for medical reasons. I'm not against those. I have no interest in recreational drugs. It's just a personal preference of mine.
Cool.
What'd you call in about?
What else was on your mind?
So the reason I called in is over the last few weeks, months even, there's been a lot of talk about immigration and like a lot of securing the border talk.
Sure.
And so I have an idea for those people.
That's because it's election season, so all the politicians are out there pandering to people. They know this is an important issue to people, even though nothing ultimately really ever changes about it. Not that I want more regulations or more cops or any of that
stuff. Obama's deported more people than Bush has.
Is that
Bush
true?
Did, yeah.
That's terrible.
So things have changed.
A great idea that would not require more border guards and would be more effective than a fence. And it's election season, so if you don't hear if you're for securing the border and you don't hear your politician supporting my idea or something like it, then you know they're not actually for securing the border. And my idea, it's not really even my idea, it was MacArthur's idea, and that is you spread out radioactive cobalt along the border and no living thing will cross it. Simple. Problem solved. No one's going to dig under it. No one's going to jump over it. Nothing. You want the border secure? Radioactive cobalt. And if you're not for that, then you're not really for securing the border. You're
now,
just
what will happen if you...
Nothing good.
No, I mean, I don't know much about radioactive materials, but I don't imagine they glow like they do in the cartoons in real life, all of them. So, you know, if you were to put radioactive cobalt down, people wouldn't necessarily know, right? So you'd
have to put up warning signs, I'm sure, but...
If you were to walk over some radioactive cobalt?
Well, I suppose if it's radioactive enough, you'll just die. You'll have radioactive sickness.
You'll get poisoned, and you'll probably just die. And, you know, small price to pay. Just don't cross the border, and there will be no problem.
Well, we've had people call in and recommend...
I'm not okay with that, by the way.
Motion-detecting machine guns and things like that.
Helicopter pads, yeah.
Helicopters require people.
Underground fences.
I want to be clear. I am not for this idea.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying that if you are a person who wants to secure the border, then you need to be advocating this idea.
It would certainly be good for the radioactive cobalt companies, whoever they are.
You're not really for securing the border. You're just for... increasing the
state. I mean, that's your opinion. And obviously everybody who wants to control the border has their own little plot. What do they think it will, what it will take to stop people from coming here? You know what it'll take, and thanks for the call, Benjamin. It'll take a total police state, because if you make the United States a horrible place to live and a very uninviting place, then yeah, people are going to decide to just stay where they are, maybe go somewhere else. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, plenty of time for you with your thoughts. We'll also give you the latest on the ride shares under attack from various different city governments around the country. This one's going to be from Salt Lake. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Now, if you're online at all, you really need to think about your privacy, especially in all the with all the revelations from Edward Snowden and other leakers that are now coming out, apparently, with more information about the government and, you know, the kind of information they're collecting on you. You can stop information collection, or at least by your internet service provider, by signing up for ProXPN over at proxpn.com/FTL. But ProXPN does much more than that. What it does is it encrypts your internet connection. So your ISP has no idea what you're doing anymore. They can't, therefore, log what you're up to, which they're probably doing right now. They're probably logging everything you do, every website you visit, every search term you enter might be being kept for up to 5 years in some cases by your ISP. ProXPN puts a stop to that through encrypting your data connection. And that also means that other nosy people, like people with Wi-Fi packet sniffers, maybe sitting across the coffee shop from you, trying to crack into and maybe look at your credit card numbers that you might be buying stuff online with, etc., those people will be flummoxed and stopped by the encryption, as well as maybe naughty administrators who are snooping in on you, that kind of thing. So you can stop that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up. Get their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And you can also upgrade to their premium account. When you do that, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, and you can even privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So useful and so affordable, down to as low as $5 a month when you buy their annual plan with our discount code FTL20. That's FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 as we continue here with you and your thoughts. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, greetings.
Welcome.
Hey, you know, a funny thing happened to me the other day. I heard you talking about the hemp. Yeah, I don't know if either of you all do bicycle riding, but the other day I was riding my bike and you know what drafting is?
Drafting is getting in behind a vehicle to reduce your, the wind resistance.
Like behind a big truck, for instance, would be a real good place to do drafting. It's also highly dangerous because
yeah, sounds like a terrible idea for a bicycle. But go ahead.
Because if if the truck stops, obviously the closer you are to it, the less time you have to react.
Sure, go ahead. Well, in bicycle racing, drafting is a major part of it. So the other day I was riding down the trail, and there was a fellow in front of me that was smoking a fat one, and it was quite a fat one. If you've ever seen what's called a spliff, that's what he was doing.
Yep.
And I realized what he was doing, so I made a point to pace him and draft. So I was doing, I was doing actual drafting.
That's cute. You got anything else for us, David?
Well, yeah, where I was going to go with this, the economy of, first of all, I if you were to study how it was outlawed, William Randolph Hearst was he and George Bush's great-granddad, a guy named Sam Bush, were involved in the origins of the Spanish-American War. And Sam Bush was a purchasing agent for the Spanish-American War, and they figured out that they could profiteer from it forever. So they made a point to drag that war on as long as they could, seize as much land as they could. And William Randolph Hearst ended up with endless forests, not only in Mexico, but in the Philippines as well. And so he didn't know what he could do with his forests. I mean, lumber was an industry, of course, but he figured out that if he was to make paper out of it, his paper would be too expensive. So he decided that he would have to destroy the hemp industry, and hemp paper is not only high quality, but it's cheap. And so,
right, and it doesn't take as long to grow weeds as it does big trees.
Sure, I mean it's going to take what, a decade at the very least to maybe even more, two decades, close to a lifetime to get these, you know, trees to make paper, you can have the hemp to do it in a season.
Yeah, so you're right. It was William Randolph Hearst, the infamous newspaper
man. Among others.
Among others. There was the DuPont company as well that was involved. Right. Those are two of the biggies. These are the guys who lobbied the federal government and very successfully to outlaw marijuana back in the 30s.
Right, and so when you start to look at it from that direction, you realize why they did it and their vested interest in it. But what's even uglier about it, you know, if you – I know that global warming's happening. I see it happening all the time, and I see plenty of proof of it. And when you start looking at how trees are being decimated worldwide, you know, they've been destroying the lungs of the earth for the last 25 years down in the rainforests and, in South America. And they're doing the same in Africa as well. And the idea that these are the lungs of the earth, and if you destroy all of these trees, that we're going to be in a sorry shape. You see these, not only the hurricanes.
Do you think marijuana is some kind of solution to the destruction of megaflora?
Well, it's a solution to it because when you look at the desertification, like in other words, if hemp had not been outlawed, you could go down to Utah, you could go to Arizona, Nevada, many of these states that they need any bush they can get. They need any scrap of shade they can get. And the fact that they've been outlawing it for 50, 75 years means that a weed, something that in Missouri, which is where I come from, the Department of Fish and Game in Missouri had actually decided to not agree with Richard Nixon in 1972 or so when he created this war on drugs, and they were not going to eradicate hemp in Missouri because it was too important for birds.
I'm with you that hemp absolutely needs to be legalized, as do the rest of the drugs, but hemp's not a drug anyway. Hemp should be legalized for the purposes of industrial whatever, and there's all kinds of things you can do with hemp. But just to be clear, I mean, forests can be regrown, and the people who own forests, they do regrow them over time. It would be kind of stupid to just
many times the rainforests
cut.
And these sorts of things are being cleared cut because they aren't owned.
Right. That was where I was going to go. If there's forests being clear cut in the United States, it's usually on government managed land where the government managers will essentially lease out the land to some sort of company that's going to come in and literally ravage it and then leave the land after their lease is up, so they don't have the same interest in continuing the sustainability of that land. So thank you for the call, David. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Tom.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I'm mostly with you on the topic of freedom and liberty and so on. At some point, this proposition can be carried too far.
And which proposition?
Humans can just be too free.
You mean the proposition of human freedom?
Well, for instance, yeah, I should be free to dump the used oil from my car anywhere, right?
Nope, absolutely not. That would be a property violation.
Let's talk about that with you here in a moment, all right? We'll bring you back here, Tom, and we can get into that. It's a good question. Should people be free to destroy? People be free to pollute? No, I don't think so. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. We're here on the live Saturday edition with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
You know what? We've added so many new radio stations over the last week, Mark. I have to admit, I've lost track of which ones I've welcomed on the air or not. So,
That's
welcome.
Awesome.
Welcome to WZTK 105.7 in Alpena, Michigan, in case I forgot you last week. They're taking our Saturday show and delay broadcasting us a few hours. If you're new to Free Talk Live, you know, listen in for a little bit. Or just pick up the phone and call in. We don't really care. You can call in and bring up any topic that might happen to be on your mind. Those other talk show hosts, they don't want to let you call in about what you want. Those other talk show hosts want you to call about what they want to talk about. Just because we're talking about ending prohibition, cannabis legalization, things like that here on the air, doesn't mean that you have to call and talk about that. So join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XBN toll-free line. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. ExpressCoin. What is it, Mark? What can people do at ExpressCoin.com?
Well, if they go to ExpressCoin.com, they have the opportunity to buy a multitude of different cryptocurrencies. Now, the one you've likely heard of is Bitcoin, but there are lots of other cryptocurrencies out there. The ones that they sell at ExpressCoin.com are Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and there's big followings behind these other cryptocurrencies. I'm of the opinion Bitcoin's definitely leading the way and likely to be since it's first to market, likely to be the one that that wins over. But I could be wrong. Many people believe that these other cryptocurrencies have their values too. And ExpressCoin.com is a great place to get cryptocurrencies. If you've been hearing about cryptocurrencies on the news, you probably don't know where to get them. Well, this is the place to do it. They're inexpensive, completely legal, easy to use, fast. They pride themselves in their customer service, so much so that they've just redesigned the website so the back end of their website allow them to be even more focused on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer. Or you can do it by going and making a deposit directly in a bank account at a local credit union that has shared branching. You'll want to call ahead with the credit union and make sure they've got shared branching. That's important. But just first, go to ExpressCoin.com and start your process there. So if you make a deposit in a local credit union, you can have your Bitcoins or other cryptocurrencies within a business day. That's how fast they can do it for you at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app, ExpressCoin.com, available in Canada. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrencies at no fee at all. I told you they had low fees, but you can get up to $40 worth at no fee by using coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
And I think you can use that code more than once, right? So, like, if you bought less than $40 this week and then you wanted to buy less than $40 next week.
I believe so.
Fee. Very cool stuff at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go back to Tom. He's in Wisconsin in Madison listening to WXXM. There, the Mike 92.1. Now, Tom, you had called in to bring up some objections to the ideas of liberty or libertarianism or whatever you want to call it. The idea that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. And that's where the answer, I think, to your first question comes in, where you talked about, well, could I just pour oil all over wherever I want to pour it, you know, in my own life. And no, you know, that would be polluting somebody's property, and so therefore that could be, you know, a tort against you, and you could be held liable for
you
that.
You could pour oil all over your property, but it would still likely leach down into the soil and affect other people's property, so that would still be a property rights violation.
Yeah, so, I mean, liberty-minded people really respect the idea of other people's property. That's one of the real core tenets of the ideas of freedom, is that, you know, you have rights, and you should be free to do what you want, so long as your actions do not infringe upon the rights of another individual. So that always has to be taken into consideration.
Well, I feel totally lectured now. I live on a street where kids are out playing, and apparently you guys think that I should be able to just drive 90 miles an hour down my street where kids might be running.
What would make you think that?
Hold on. And I should be able to possess a shoulder-held missile launcher. Is that your belief?
Yeah.
The latter, I think you should be able to possess whatever kind of weapon you want to protect yourself.
And you should be completely responsible for the use of that.
Yeah, as long as you aren't endangering people. But as far as driving 90 miles an hour down a residential street, there would likely be rules on private property about
maybe
how fast
you could
go.
Maybe even a person with a shoulder-mounted weapon that would blow your car up.
I love you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, I think that there does become an issue where, like, let's say the classic example of the weapons that people shouldn't be allowed to have is the nuclear weapon, right? What if some, you know, home inventor, tinkerer is building his own nuclear weapon in his garage? Should he be allowed to do that?
Well, first off, what are you going to do about it if they are? Because there's probably a home tinkerer in the United States right now that has built a nuclear weapon.
Maybe.
And you don't know about it, you little worry wart.
That's true. Yeah. But what are you going to do?
But let's talk about nuclear weapons. Okay, so a nuclear weapon cannot be employed in a defensive manner. Hmm. You cannot use it in a targeted manner.
Right.
So
it's wholesale destruction.
It's wholesale destruction. You cannot implement a nuclear weapon, the use of a nuclear weapon, and not hurt innocent people or destroy property that isn't yours. So therefore, I'm of the opinion that a nuclear weapon, you know, there's no reason for it. The very possession of it is a threat against your neighbors. And you have, if you've implemented a threat, if you've issued a threat, as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, violence can be used against you. Force can be used against you at that point.
Yeah, and having a rocket-propelled grenade or some sort of rocket launcher device that
you can simply use it to somebody going 90 miles an hour trying to running kids over on your street.
that you're toting around outside could be upsetting to the neighbors, and so therefore
sure.
it wouldn't be unreasonable to have deed restrictions that prohibit people from brandishing, you know, certain firearms, if that's the kind of neighborhood you want to live in. You could also live in a neighborhood where everybody's cool with you just taking it out in the backyard and shooting off some rockets. I mean, so you never know. There should be all choices.
People are doing target practice where I live every week.
Yep, that's true. We're in New Hampshire, and so it's fairly common here out in the woods. Let's go to Charles, listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Charles.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, several things. Let's start with the paper. And the trees. You said that what trees were being cut were usually being cut on government land.
No, what I said was if there's clear cutting going on, meaning that trees are being harvested in an unsustainable manner, in that the trees are not being replanted after being cut down, that kind of thing, it's usually not happening on private property. It's usually happening when, as I understand it, government managers, government land managers are renting out, leasing out land to companies who are not taking good care of it because they don't own it, so they don't have a stake in its long-term sustainability. That's what I was saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's kind of the opposite around here.
Is that right?
If you count companies as private, they're cutting their trees big enough to put on a truck.
Well, are you talking about lumber companies, or are you talking about companies trying to, you know, make room to build new, you know, buildings and things like that?
Timber companies. Timber companies.
Timber companies. You're saying they're just
cutting. Why are they cutting all the trees on their land and not replenishing them?
Because they're stupid, more or less. But
well, then they're going to go out of business.
Well, they figure on that. They're going to clear everything around here, move out for 40 years, and then come back and start where they did 60 years ago. But around here, it takes a tree. This is rocky country. This is Appalachia. This is hard Appalachia. This mm-hmm. is the only state that is totally Appalachia. It touches nothing but Appalachia.
Okay.
When the first settlers come into this country, not the first ones, the first white ones, Europeans, oh, they didn't see beautiful big timber. They saw profit. They saw profit.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if what you're saying is true, and we're going to take your word for it, Charles, if what you're saying is true and that there are these dumb companies out there just destroying their own property and not replenishing the trees there, and that's their job is to sell timber, doesn't make sense to me. But if that is happening, then the best way to combat that is not with the government, not to go in with the threat of force and violence to try to stop people. But in my opinion, the best way to combat it would be to buy property and protect the trees there. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
That's what the Nature Conservancy is doing,
yeah.
And several other large organizations.
Audubon Society does that as well.
Doesn't Ducks Unlimited own quite
a bit
of land?
Yeah, that's true too, yeah. 855-450-FREE. You take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. HBS banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Saturday edition where you can take control of the airwaves. Of course, you can do that 7 days a week. We do the show every single night. If you don't get it every night on your local talk radio station, just give them a call and ask them real nicely to add some Free Talk Live if they take none of us, or none of us, rather. And if they take some already, then ask for more, because, again, we do it 7 nights a week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you're not hearing us live, you can make a note on your calendar and call in on the next show during our live hours, and then you can listen to yourself later on if your local radio station is playing us back in what we call in the business delay broadcast. So join us here on the phones, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. We've talked about everything from legalizing cannabis to rocket launchers and nuclear weapons, bike drafting. We've been all over the place here tonight. You can bring up anything you want here. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Sohel is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Sohel.
Thank you. How are you, sir?
Welcome. I'm doing well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I would like to talk to American people about what's happening there in Iraq. And it's really tragic. I mean, somehow we could blame the Iraqis themselves for making a lot of mistakes. And however,
when you say it's a tragic situation, are you referring to the group that's been taking over the cities down there? ISIS?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Like, there's a lot of massacres. Innocent people are dying. And there's also the problem is Iraq. Like, Americans need to know about
it's
it.
It's a little hard to understand what you're saying. I don't know if you're talking.
Yeah, can you back up just a little bit from your phone, Sohel?
I don't know if that's what the problem is, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll try. Actually, I'm a person with a disability, so it's hard for me to move. Or I hope you are understanding me.
You have some sort of a disability in speaking?
I have muscular dystrophy.
Yikes.
So I don't know
it is. Yeah, we're understanding most of what you're saying, but it's kind of a challenge. So if you could get your thoughts out quickly, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
I have published here in the United States 2 books, but unfortunately my books are in Arabic. They deal with the first book title is called titled The Criticism of the Muslim Mind, and I criticize the Sunnah, the Shiites, and also we have an ethnic problem in Iraq. So,
an ethnic problem?
Yes, ethnic culture. And that's
I think the problem in Iraq is the U.S. government is the number one problem there. But I thank you, Sohel, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I always feel bad when people call in with speech impediments. You know, I want to give people their chance to say what they want, but at the same time, you know, we have to do a radio show, and it has to be something that people can listen to. So if you've got a speech impediment, maybe you should just send us an email. Or shoot us, you know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Some sort of digital communication on the Facebook page.
You know, I mean, the Iraq situation, George Bush, 43, kind of took off the solution off the table before it ever started. He made a deal with Turkey that they could use their bases. But what they wouldn't do is they wouldn't cut Iraq up into ethnic quadrants like the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis. Well, you can imagine that the Sunnis, not real happy about having the Shiite majority basically running a government where the majority rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, democracy is all well and good until you're in the minority, and then it really stinks. Ask black people. Yeah, that whole being in a minority thing really stunk, and it's not that hot now. And, you know, Kurds, they're largely left alone, but there's a lot of sort of get back from the Saddam Hussein era that the Shiites want to have against the Sunnis. So it really just should have been, if they were going to cut up land masses at all, they should have you know, let these ethnic groups figure it out on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And the U.S. government should have stayed the hell out of it, because odds are good that Saddam Hussein, in whatever reign he might have had he continued to be in charge this whole time, probably wouldn't have presided in as many slaughters of innocent people.
Well, the checks he got from the United States government certainly helped with that.
Yeah, let's continue here. We go to Rod in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Rod.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know who I am. How's the situation over
I don't.
In Iraq?
Not great.
It's not good, is it?
No.
I mean, if we go over there, it's a problem.
You're going to Iraq?
Don't go over there. It's a problem.
Well, I imagine that there are a lot of people that fought over there during Operation Desert Storm and all the other operations that have gone on. I imagine they probably feel like they fought and had their friends die for
nothing.
And it would be difficult to argue that at this point.
Right, right. But how can we protect the children and women over there? What's happening to all?
Allow them to immigrate. Open up the borders in the United States and allow people from Iraq and, frankly, children from around the world to be able to come here with their parents, build a better life. I don't recommend that they get a bunch of free handouts unless churches and community organizations want to do that. But, I think that most of us here are here because people move from tragic circumstances in their home country to come here to a place where they could, without government help, be able to build a better life for themselves. And that's the American dream. And the American dream's been crushed long ago.
Right. I agree with you on that. People have been coming to our country, to live. I mean, they know we have a free country, and they've been doing it since the 20s.
Longer than that, but yes.
Rod, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to know your opinion about that. How we could work things out, to protect some of the women and children over there.
And
I think that people should. I think that people who want to help in other countries should be free to help, right? Like if you want to go over and join up with some sort of mercenary group, you should be able to do that. You should go over and join up with some sort of mercy group. You should be able to do that and try to escape people.
In most cases, you are free to do that.
Yeah, but people shouldn't be forced, right? So people who don't want to get involved or don't want to pick a side or they're not sure who's the right side to join. Or whatever, they shouldn't be forced to go in and help these people. They shouldn't be forced against their will. But I absolutely support helping people in need. And Rodney,
I've been listening to your show for the last 3 weeks. You haven't seen me around. I'm trying to understand a lot about you, and I'm starting to understand some of it. Just so you know that.
Thanks. I appreciate the open mindedness, Rod. And I thank you. I figured it out finally, actually. I didn't at the beginning of your call.
I'm trying to understand everything and look for ways to make the world better.
That's what we're all doing. Thanks for the call tonight, Rod. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rod is one of our neighbors here in the Keene area, as a matter of fact. And it sounds like he's an open-minded guy, and that I appreciate about what his approach here tonight.
I hope that I'm open-minded. I hope people can call in with new ideas. I mean, frankly, I feel like having done this show for 12 years, I often feel like I've heard the ideas before, but I try to sit and listen to them. One of the difficulties I have is I really dislike government solutions where force people to do things. Like, for instance, right now we're sitting, there are some people in this country, many people in Washington, that want to go over to Ukraine and solve that problem with guns and bombs. But the American people are not interested in it. This is Afghanistan was the longest war in U.S. history. They are sick of the bloodshed and the waste and just no solutions that come from war. And so they're not going to put up with it.
But historically, Americans have not been fans of intervening.
I don't know whether that's the case. The fact is that there's something like...
It certainly is the reason why Woodrow Wilson was elected. He promised to keep people out of war.
Well, yeah.
World War One.
Indeed. But the fact is the United States has been at war far more years than it has not been at war.
Well, just because the government goes to war doesn't mean that's what the people want, right?
Well, if you live in a democracy where the government is of the people, by the people, for the people, then it shouldn't be.
But that's not the way it actually works.
Right? I know. It's a lie. Right. I don't know how to deal with that. How do I deal with a government that is a lie and a nation of people that don't believe that it's a lie?
Well, we're doing all we can. I mean, we expose as many lies as we can. We can't expose them all. There's too many to expose them all. But if we can expose enough, then it shows that there's a clear pattern of lying and that, hey, you shouldn't trust these guys, whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats, whether it's, Barack Obama or George W. Bush or whoever the next guy or lady ends up being. Don't trust them.
They're politicians. It's synonymous with liar.
And that includes Rand Paul. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
He wants the convicts to be able to vote, for God's sake.
3733. Hey, we've got plenty of time for you. Come up here in hour number 3. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.